It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we have covered President Obama's visit to Israel. This week, with different reports coming from our broadcast partners across the world who've given us insight into this historic trip by the president to the state of Israel. Ken Timmerman looked at the Obama visit from a geopolitical perspective and how it will affect the world, and indeed everything President of the United States does will affect the world. David Dolan from the city of Jerusalem talked about the Israeli perspective on what happened, how the city of Jerusalem was in gridlock, how President Obama made mixed statements both to the Palestinians and also to the Israeli people. But in the end, was there any substance or was it all symbolism? Yoel Karen, from the view of an Orthodox Jew who wants to go on to the Temple Mount and rebuild the temple, had some very interesting thoughts as well about President Obama's visit to Israel, and in particular to the city of Jerusalem. In a moment, I'll give you my prophetic perspective on this visit, but we also had some other reports on our broadcast on Prophecy Today weekend. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us an update on the European Union and the situation in Cyprus. It is dangerous and could affect not only the European Union, but the entire world. Dr. John Whitcomb talked about with us the very deepest part of the oceans, and there is life down there. And then we talked about how this depth of the sea came into existence. And Dr. Whitcomb also talked about the fact that there was probably simply one land mass before the flood took place. A very interesting conversation. You do not want to miss it. Steve Herzig brought to the table Passover for the Jewish people. It begins next week. It's going to be an interesting time for the Jewish people as they rehearse what happened some 3,500 years ago at the Exodus when Moses led the children of Israel out of the Egyptian bondage. He tells us also how we can develop a relationship with our Jewish friends and possibly start to introduce them to the true Messiah, Jesus Christ. By the way, all of these reports are on our website, prophecytoday.com. You go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to be able to listen. And you'll have every single one of the interviews on that site that I did on the broadcast for this weekend. May I suggest you call a friend, let them know about the very interesting discussions we had with our broadcast partners. It will edify them. It'll help them to understand what is really going on in this world as the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. That's Prophecy Today Radio Network at my website, prophecytoday.com. But now let's take a moment and focus on President Obama's visit to Israel. It was mostly symbolism and not much substance. That's the report that we're getting from every single reporting area about the president's visit to Israel. President Obama was in a mode of repairing the fences. He was putting a good face on what has been a rough relationship in the past between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu. The president himself said some things that may come back to haunt him in the future. He also sent a mixed message when he said that Israel has a 3,000-year-old history in the land, and there's a connection between the Bible and the land of Israel and the Jewish people. But then he went to the Palestinians in Ramallah and said that they do not need to live any longer in occupied territories under the occupiers. Some very interesting statements, some mixed signals being sent by President Obama. Only time will reveal the efforts of the Obama trip to Israel. Symbolically, President Obama endorsed a Jewish state in the Middle East, which Arabs and Muslim states refused to recognize. The president also endorsed the city of Jerusalem as a Jewish city, the political capital of the Jewish people. Some of the symbolism coming out of this visit, very, very interesting. Let me remind you that the book of Revelation, chapter 17 and verse 17, does reveal that God will use human world leaders to accomplish his will, and it will be done today and into the future. God instituted human government. That's back in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. God has used human government to accomplish his will down through the ages. Let me remind you, this is the Passover season for the Jewish people. Passover is a reminder of the 400 years under Egyptian bondage for the Jewish people. That 400 years was prophesied in the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis chapter 15 and verse 13. Passover is proof of God's prophetic word, and this is not the only time that this happened. Down through history, God would use human government to accomplish his plan for the world, especially for the peoples of Israel. Remember the Babylonian captivity. It took the Jewish people for 70 years into captivity so the land could receive its Shabbat, its sabbatical, its 70 years of rest. After the 70 years, the Lord allowed the Jews to return to their land. Remember the Roman army in 70 AD came in and destroyed the temple. That was a political event that helped us to understand the fulfillment of Bible prophecy found in Deuteronomy 28, when the Lord said, I'll scatter the Jews to the four corners of the earth, and also Matthew 24, verses 1 to 3, when he told his disciples the temple would be destroyed, not a stone standing upon a stone. The Lord will use human government in the future as well. The revived Roman Empire and a religious power in Rome is foretold in Revelation chapter 17. The Lord will allow the Arab Islamic nations to form an alliance, a coalition, to try to destroy the Jewish people. And that's in Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, verses 40 to 43, and Psalm 83. Each of these prophetic scenarios that I've just discussed with you, the revival of the Roman Empire, a religious power headquartered in the city of Rome, Italy, and the alignment of the nations coming against the Jewish people in the last days seem to be right there on the stage, with the actors all moving into position and the curtain about to go up on what God's word says will happen. This is very significant in the days in which we live, and we need to pay attention to what is happening in our world. God has in the past, is today, and will in the future use human government to accomplish his will. And as all of this is going on, we watch from the sidelines, seeing that the stage is being set for the next event in God's calendar of activities. That's the rapture of the church. And before all of these prophecies that I've discussed here as we took a look at the book are fulfilled, the rapture of the church will take place. And that's the next event, which could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.